Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we'll talk about how to start a construction business. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For some, getting into business is like a dream come true. They must have seen someone in the family doing excellent in business, and since then, they have started dreaming of having a business of their own. Well, starting a business and to be your own boss is a good feeling, but at the same time, in order to make business a success, the business owner has to go through a lot of hardships and difficulties. He or she can't expect things to fall in place for them and have to strive a lot to get things in order. They may have to curtail the time that he or she gives to his family and has to spend more time working, which, you know, to get it started at the beginning, you probably have to do that. This means that they need to be determined and foresighted. He or she needs to have a good understanding of the business without which he will not be able to last for a long time. The construction business is one such business which demands a person to be experienced, hardworking, focused, and foresighted. These qualities are not easily available in any person. One has to develop them over time and learn from his or her mistakes. Just starting a construction business without knowing much about it can lead you to serious problems. Number one, gather necessary licenses or certificates. You know, it's different in every country. In order to conduct any business, you need to obtain license from the governing authority. Now, procuring the license or certificate can be a difficult task if you do not know how that can be obtained. There are a few options that you have. First, you go to the office of the government authority, check the required documents that you need to submit to get a license or certificate. Check if all you have to do is pay them any deposit or fees. Follow as per instruction. You may have to get a license or certificate. Second, if you have to walk into an office of an attorney who specializes in obtaining a construction business license or certificate, he or she will guide you well with the necessary formularies and get that sorted. You have substantial also look for an office space which is prequel to your obtaining your license. You may have to have a business location. Once you have a license, you can start your business. Next, obtaining a loan from the bank. Here you have to do a bit of research and appropriate step. The construction business can't be started with zero investment. It certainly needs to have some capital to begin with. This need of your will take you to the bank and who will be happy to offer you a loan, provided that you have good credit report and payment track record, and also your business plan sounds convincing. However, it is instrumental for you to check the costs to the bank and interest at which they are offering you a loan. You need to do some shopping in case where you have to get quotes from different banks and also read the reviews on the internet. And lastly, obtaining resources. You have to have a business plan and also manage to secure the loan. Next, you need human resources and other equipment that are required to start the construction business. Try to get the good resources. This is where your experience comes in. Having been a part of the industry for long, you will know which person is good resources and which is not. On that basis, you can pick up the men or women and machines and start your business. Again, some of that stuff's true, but also, if you want to stay a one-man show then do that for a while until you need to add on these people. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and have a great day.